About 50 state workers turned out to watch the Kerry speech on a big screen on the UW-Madison campus. The Massachusetts senator hit themes near and dear to union members' hearts, like health care.
We are here to fight to make health care something that's not a privilege for the wealthy or the connected or the elected. We're here to make health care a right for all Americans.
It's a dispute over health care benefits that's holding up the union contract for Kathy Hornberger and her fellow workers at the Central Wisconsin Center. She says she supported Howard Dean, as did her union, before he dropped out of the race, but she's warming to Kerry's promises to pay attention to workers' issues.
I think that everything he's talked about tonight has hit anybody who works anywhere, not whether it's public or private sector. We all have the same problems. We have to get a change. That's all there is to it.
A spokesperson for the Bush campaign, Jennifer Miller-Wise, says workers should be suspicious of Kerry's promises because he flip-flopped in his support for the war.
John Kerry has, from the very start, politicized this critical issue by being for the war and then not supporting our troops once he voted to send them into the field.
But it's Kerry's commitment to leading the country out of the war that wins him support from social worker Bob Searing. Searing was a Bush supporter before the war began.
I've lost faith in the possibility of this administration keeping us safe or protecting our rights, given their attitudes. And I think that that's a message that comes across much differently from Kerry. This gentleman is a bright guy. He is so much more articulate. Frankly, he's so much more presidential than the current president.
Kerry's speech was a kickoff for a union door-to-door campaign this weekend in support of his candidacy. AFSCME members will be knocking on doors in Madison and Green Bay, as well as several other cities in the country where Kerry's union speech was heard last night. Gil Halstead, Wisconsin Public Radio.